Welcome back to Yama Speaks. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to you all. This evening topic. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, right? Like, when you really try to overly insert yourself in, you know, people's places and things, what is the outcome? What is the effect that you have when you are trying to insert yourself in a person's life, or insert yourself in a role that you want to play, but it's really not for you? Well, 9 times out of 10, when you try to insert yourselves in someone's life or in a particular situation or a particular thing, it tends to leave you either feeling depressed, it has you feeling depleted in a way, and then you start to think, like, you know, maybe I'm crazy, like, you know, because you're not in tune with yourself. But once you come into the alignment of self and self-worth and all of those things, you understand that nothing, you don't have to make anything, you know, fit in the puzzle of your life. It'll just click, you know. So for my listeners who's going through that part of their life, you know, it might be a relationship, it might be a job, it might be any factor. Yama, what are you talking about? Well, here are some examples. Let's say you are dating this lady, or you're dating this male, and you really like him. You know, you really, 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 really like him. And you are ignoring the red flags, such as they don't call back, or such as they don't text you, or such as it's a particular time of day that they text you, or such as they're not giving you the time and the emotions that, you know, that you want. That's an example of trying to make something fit, trying to insert it into your life, trying to make it work, but it's not fitting. It's uncomfortable, you know. Another example would be, like, let's say a job. You apply for a job. The job calls you. You go to the interview process and they are loving you. They are eating up the drip, okay? And next thing you know, they tell you, well, we're going to give you a call. Woo, woo, woo. And then you don't get the call in the time frame that they said that they would call you. So the next thing you know, you're calling. You're trying to, you know, talk to HR. You're trying to see, you know, what's going on, because you went past the time limit, or they went past the time limit of calling you back, and you're trying to see what's up, and you're like, you know, you're in a rush to make it work for you. Okay. Another example would be, I gave you the person, I gave you the place. Let's talk about a thing, okay? So an example of a thing that you are trying to make work for you, but it's not working for you. Let's say you buy a car, right? You can buy the car, but you can't afford the car, okay? So you buy the car that you want, and you get the car, and then next thing you know, gas is too high. And then next thing you know, something goes wrong with the car. And then next thing you know, you're spending money that you don't even have on this car. But you're trying to make it work. You're trying to hold on to it. You're trying to, you know, make it all make sense. So I have given you an example of a person. I have given you an example of a place. And I have given you an example of a thing that sometimes we tend to hold on. Sometimes we tend to try to hold tightly to things that's not even meant to be a part of this piece of your puzzle. You know, and Yama's advice, since I'm speaking to you, darling, Yama's advice to those three things that is making you uncomfortable, it's making you second guess your intuition, it's making you second guess your worth, it's making you second guess, you know, the outcome that you thought it would be. Well, first and foremost, you messed up when you're holding on to something that's not even working for you. That's where you mess up at. Where you win at is when you set it free. That is when you win. When you set things free, when you stop trying to fit that piece into your puzzle that don't even belong on the map. And you guys, please forgive me because I am having sinus issues, but I'm trying to persevere to get this message to you guys. But saying all that to say, you win when you set those things free, when you set that person free, because they're not giving back what you are mirroring. And when I say mirroring, you know what type of person that you are. You're loving, you're compassionate, you're giving, you're humble, you're honest, you're truthful, you're there. You're all of those things. And the other person's not giving you that back. So what do? You keep trying to fight and you keep trying to make it work. You can't continue to do that stands anymore because you're depleting yourself. You're taking away from your self-worth. You're taking away from your power. You're taking away from your intuition. You knew that situation before you went into it. At least that's what your gut told you. But you ignored the red flags and you tried your best to see, has that changed for you? And it didn't. Now you're standing there trying to rebuild yourself. You're trying to grab all the pieces that you have left to build your puzzle. Because that one piece of that puzzle that you tried to insert did not fit. And it made the whole picture discombobulated. It just ruined the whole picture. And now you have to start back over. You have to rebuild yourself. You have to do your daily affirmations again, you know, because you didn't adhere to your own guide. Let your soul be your guide. You did not heed to your intuition telling you that, hey, this is not meant for you. Why are you trying so hard to make it for you? And you guys have to bear with me. If I have a slight cough, you have to bear with me because I am having nasal drip, congestion, and everything else. But I have to get this message across. But for those of you who are holding on to the people, the places, and the things that is trying to hinder you, distract you from where it is that you're supposed to be, with who you're supposed to be, with what you're supposed to have, it's time for you to let that go. It is so much better on the opposite side of trying to hold on to what you think is for you. And I know it's painful. I know it's bittersweet. Because in your mind, you built this fantasy, this illusion of what it could be. But it didn't work out like that. I'm sorry. What's best is for you to set those things free that's bothering your heart chakra, that's bothering your inner man, that's bothering that little boy, that little girl in your chest that we talked about in prior episodes. But it's time for you to set it free. You know, that's the best way Yama can put it tonight. It's time to let it go, let it go. Can't hold back anymore. Let it go, let it go. I'm not a singer, but God dang it, I'm gonna do it for you. Maybe you'll really understand. It's time to let those things go. People, places, and things that don't even resonate with you, mind, don't even resonate with you, son. They are hindrances. They are distractions keeping you from what it is that you're supposed to have, where you're supposed to be, and who you're supposed to be with. And not all just relationship matters. It might be, you know, partnerships, business oriented. You know, it can be like-minded individuals that's going to help you make that blueprint, that's going to help you get approved on that loan or that business plan that you have, that you want to sit in front of the committee. It's not just relationship, okay? It's not just the love sector. But you can't hold on to people. And yes, one somebody can throw the whole puzzle off. One thing can throw the whole puzzle off. One wrong place, one wrong step into a place can throw the whole journey off. But it's up to you to know how to distinguish the feels, the vibes that you receive from those people, places, and things. If the vibe is not loving, if the vibe is not reciprocated to what you're giving, if it's not reciprocating the vibe and the love and the positivity that you are craving back, it's two things that's happening at that point. You're not vibrating high enough. That's one thing. Or it can be the second one. You're not mirroring like-minded people. So, Yum is about to rally all of this up and make it all make sense. If I have not made it all make sense through this whole episode. In order to receive those things that you truly want, your heart's desires, you have to cut your ties, cut the cords with those people, places, and things that is not reciprocating your common goal, that's not reciprocating the common interest, that's not reciprocating the common vibe, that's not reciprocating what it is that you have asked the Most High for. Period.com. You know, And you guys, I'm telling you, I am battling with sinuses, congestion. I don't know what this is. I haven't even went to no doctor. I just been drinking honey, trying to get my voice back. But for whoever's listening, whoever this is resonating with, maybe you are contemplating on a relationship. Maybe you are contemplating on a job. Maybe you're contemplating on an item that's in your possession, or not even in your possession, but you're contemplating on it. The first thing I can tell you, the best advice that I can give you is, first and foremost, seek first the kingdom and all of its righteousness, and the rest will be added unto you, given to you as a gift. Now, if Yama came to your house and knocked on your door and you opened your door and I had a gift in my hand, let me tell you how easy this transaction would go from my hand to yours, if I had a gift for you. Now, if I was some trickster, so we call him, and I came on your door and you opened the door and I had a gift in my hand, and the next step would be I would be like, hey, you should have received an email from me that states that I was going to give you this gift. And you would be like, hold on, let me check my email. And then you would go to your email, and then the next thing would be, yes, I have it right here. And then it would be like, well, yes, but did you click on the correspondence? You were supposed to do A, B, C, and D. And then you say, well, I did A, B, C, and D. And I was like, well, okay, did you do, you know, X, Y, Z? And then you're like, I didn't get to that point. It's too many hoops to get the gift. You see what I'm saying? Seek first the kingdom and all of its righteousness, and the rest will be added unto you. Period. The things that you want, no, they're not easy. The person that you want, no, it's not just going to be handed to you. No, 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 no. Let me make this make sense. Let me make this very clear. Who's that? Okay, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Keywords: steal, kill, destroy. He comes to rob you of your dreams, steal your passion, destroy your purpose. Okay? How does he do that? With distractions. Okay, but see, you think your distractions are things that you're supposed to fight for, things you are supposed to hold on to, when obviously it's hurting you trying to hold on to it. That's because it does not fit in that piece of the puzzle. Okay. God comes to say, okay, I'm giving you free will. Okay, yes, I understand that you're going to do it at your own pace, your own way. But after a while, it's going to start hurting. After a while, it's not going to feel comfortable. After a while, ain't nobody going to be reciprocating. After a while, you're going to have to come back to me. And see, when you go back to God, you let everything go. You become more submissive. You become tired and weary on your journey because you sat there for days, you sat there for weeks, you sat there for years, you sat there for months, however you want to quote it, trying to fit this one piece in this puzzle that didn't even belong. It belonged to a whole nother blueprinted puzzle, but you have been sitting there trying to make it fit. And deep down, like, you know, you're thinking to yourself, I know dang well this don't even fit. I mean, where did this piece come from? This is what you're saying inside yourself, but you're ignoring that inner baby boy, that inner baby girl. Because you're trying to make it all make sense. You're trying to force it to work for you. You're trying to force it to do what it needs to do just for you. But that's the first thing. Seek first the kingdom and get back to the basics. Seek first the kingdom and the rest will be added unto you. Yes, yes, yes. Once you do that, then you will be able to know. Should I set it free? Or should I hold on to it a little bit longer? But I'm going to tell you right now. If it's calling you pain, anguish, or anything of those negative, low vibrational entities, it's time to set it free. It is. It really is. But with all of that being said, I want to thank you guys. Really, really thank you guys for listening tonight. This morning, this evening, whenever you come into Yama Speaks to hear this lovely divine message that is. And I want you guys to leave on this note. If it's not working for you, if it's not resonating, if it's not resonating, what do you mean, Yama? Resonate. I'm trying to make sure I say this correctly. Resonate. Say this again. Resonate. Which is equal. Okay. Equal being positive and positive. Equal being the same. Resonate. Okay. Now, if you negative, the other person gonna be negative. Okay. You can't be a positive dealing with the negative and thinking that you're gonna constantly stay positive. No, you're gonna turn negative somewhere in there. But saying all that to say, if it does not resonate with you, if it does not lift you up, inspire you. If it's only tearing you down, it's weighing heavy on your conscience, it's making you lose sleep at night, it's making you lose more than it is winning, it's time to set it free. It's time to take that piece of the puzzle and set it to the side and look up to Most High and be like, I need my other piece. With that being said, y'all go in peace, love, and light. And thank you guys for listening to Yama Speaks. Catch you on following episodes.